Oh, hello?
What the heck? That is so weird. Okay, either way, let's just hold them both together. Okay, I'm Luke.
And I'm Eleanor, and
we were once babies.
Luke, what's one strange thing you did this week?
I declined all the phone calls I got.
Everyone. Is that what happened when I was trying to get into the mod? When I was locked out?
That's horrible. I actually just wasn't looking at my phone when that one happened. So bad. I'm like, no, not Eleanor today. No, but I called people back. Some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Anyways, what's one strange thing you did this week?
So I'm in this dance about where we swim in the pool, because that's okay. The dance, and we swam in dresses this week, which is a strange Whoa. Thing. It was so fun.
Wait, was it your own dresses? Were it your own? Yeah, was it your own dresses?
Or like someone... yeah, it was.
Like, were you wearing a dress of yours?
Yes.
Or like, did she... Okay.
Yeah, she provided Whoa. Some, but I had one.
Okay.
So I wore mine.
How did it feel?
It was so fun. I would highly recommend it.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
Dresses or like skirts specifically. Though I feel like could be cool too.
When you wear things in the water, though, you just feel weighed down, you know?
But something... It's special about a dress.
That's true. And a dress is less, usually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dress is less.
Eleanor, can you tell us the theme? Because we forgot to say it last time.
Yes. So, since it is finals time here in college, we decided to have our theme be final projects. So we could talk about, I was going to say so we can talk about stressful things, but I'm not talking about something inherently stressful. I don't know about you.
I'm not either.
So maybe we're, subverting this prompt that we set up for ourselves.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Are you going first?
I can.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. Should I start?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so mine is like half story, half rant. Okay, so here I go. So first off, when I first thought about final projects and what to do for this theme, I couldn't think of anything to do. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I was sitting in the airport lounge today and I was like, Molly, I just don't know what to do. But finally, I came up with it. So I think when people first think of final projects, they think of something that has to be finished. Obviously, that is in the title. it is final. But I've realized in the past like year or so that all of the projects that I have been doing for like a final paper or like a final assignment have actually never been final for me. And my sister and I were talking the other day about these like final essays we've had and like how we were just turning them in and never going back to them. And so I was sort of reflecting upon those past essays. And I thought about a specific final project that I had last year that was definitely not final for me, and how most of the final assignments I have turned in since then have not been final either. So I'm going to explain that project and then sort of say why. So I was in a film class last semester, and it was like a kind of intense film class, and I was doing this final project about my family, and we had to make this like 7-minute video, and so for this project I had to get like audio from my family, and so you had like 3 sessions when you brought it into class to show, and every time the class would critique you, and then the professor would critique you, and then you'd basically do it again and start over. And so by the final one of that project, I turned it in, you know, we all watched it in class, and at that one, you don't really say anything, and then the next video is shown. But after I finished that, I was like, I am so not, oh, yeah, so the professor would always be like, remember, videos are never finished. They are never completed. And you'd be like, oh, but I just want to complete this. Like, it's all I want to do. I just want to get it over with. But that project, specifically, I never felt done with it, and I still think about it today constantly, and I always want to go back and like edit a different part and like make it or like change something in the video. And I think that has been for all my films since that like they really are never completed. And I always wonder what, like, real filmmakers go through and the process of that, because it must be just absolutely insane. And they must never think that their final product is final. And so I was just reflecting upon that. And I think it's important for people to remember, especially in finals week and just, like, during, like, final projects or any project, really, that they think they're, or a lot of times we think that we're turning this in and it should be done. But a lot of my projects recently, I'm turning in as a final, say, like, you know, quote unquote final assignment, but I want to go back on them because they're more than that. And I think they can be really important and a lot of times very, very good to go back on. So this song called... Whoa. Well, this is it, this is okay. Related. Okay. Then you can ask. So it's Falling Off the Face of the Earth, and it is what I made my video on that I just spoke about. It was the song that, like, that basically, like, intertwined through my family throughout the years. Yes, that's it.
Cool. Yeah, I think that's really interesting and something I've been thinking about a lot, not so much in the video context, but in the dance context in my life. And it's really interesting to hear you talk about video in that way, because I never really thought about it that way. So my first question is, when you've made edits on this specific film, what kind of edits? Were you adding more material? Were you changing the order, what kind of stuff?
Yeah, it definitely depended every time. It was kind of a variation of all those things that you just said. A lot of times it was the order, because for some reason order is always really hard to get down. And oftentimes it was taking away things because I felt like there was too much. Rarely it was adding new material. Or sometimes just completely redoing the entire thing and just being like, well, this should all be trashed, and kind of starting over in a way, like still having the same idea in your head, but completely starting over with how you want to portray that. So, yeah.
Interesting. So do you do this just with film or with writing as well?
This semester I've been doing it with writing a lot more because I'm not taking a film production course. I'm in this class which has a lot of creative writing, and pretty much all of those essays I've gone back to and just, like, changed a few things, or, like, sometimes my family will read them to me and give me comments to them, and then just, like, change those like, minute details or something about them. So, yeah.
Okay, I have two more questions.
Okay.
One, what's the, like, stage this video is in right now? And can I see it?
So I haven't gone back to it now for, like, a couple of months because I've been pretty busy. What stage is it in? I'm not sure how to answer that, though. Like, are you asking as far as, like, is it in, like, its final stage or, like...
Are you happy with where it is right now?
Oh, okay.
If you watched it right now, would you be like, oh, I gotta change that?
No, I like where it is right now, but... there are definitely things that I still think could be improved upon, obviously, and whatnot. But, like, for the moment, I would be comfortable showing it to people, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then my second question, which is more broad, and why do you think in our culture or our society or our lives or our classes or in our head, like, we feel a need to finalize things or have a final product?
That's a really good question. I think it's just, like, a structure that we have in our society since we were young, like, especially in the education system. Like, you know, you have this certain amount of time that you have to be in school, that, you know, you have to get credits and you have to have, you know, the certain amount of things that you get accomplished, you know? And so with that being this, like, system, there you have to finish things and turn things in, so that therefore, you know, people can grade you, and that's just, like, how it has been structured forever. And, like, I think Hampshire and a lot of like secondary schools are starting to step out of that as far as like, you know, we don't have grades here. And it's kind of this different mentality now. Or some schools are. They're obviously, I think the majority of schools around the country, especially in the United States, are still with that very traditional mentality. But I think it's something that's kind of ingrained, like, you know, going, you have to take these steps to get a job. And that's where that's what the goal is, you know. And the goal has never quite changed yet. And so, yeah, I think it's just a very, like, traditional form. Yeah, those were all great questions. Wow.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing about that. I think it's interesting how so much of the stuff we do in the world is, like, for other people, or the thing where, like, the product we're moving towards or we're supposed to move towards is for other people to see it or read it or kind of interact with it. And yeah. I was in a dance class today where we were talking about, it's a dance class where I'm making, everyone in the class is making a piece for a concert. So okay. Today we were talking about, that, and my dance teacher, Deb, was like, I never view any piece I see as a final product because it's, you just have a certain amount of time before you're performing it. And that's useful in some ways, but it doesn't mean it has to be the final. It's just a version of it. And that is both daunting and really reassuring.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like for yourself, do you feel like in dance, like your projects are final, or do you feel like you're continuously reflecting and working on them?
That's a good question. I think a lot of them feel like things I could go back to if I wanted to, or I like see them and I'm like, there's something there. I could work on this more. There's never a piece where I'm like, wow, that was perfect. I would make no changes, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, I wouldn't want this to be practiced 7 more times or 100 more times. But yeah, they're definitely, but I've never really done that. I've never.
Yeah.
Like gone back to a piece that was sort of like viewed as this like final product and then done more of it. But I have had dances in different stages and then like gone to the next stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that also ties into your question you asked earlier. Like in society, there's no like going back to something that was previous happened. Like the past is the past, you know, and you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that is the case.
Yeah. Do you want to play?
Yeah, so this is a really sad song. Apologies. But it's also really good. Falling Off the Face of the Earth.
Of the earth.
Yeah, that was the song.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah, Neil Young's a cool guy.
Yeah. So wait, what was the significance of the song in the video?
Okay, so this will take a second, but let me tell you.
All right.
Okay, so basically when my sister was young, mm-hmm. My dad wrote a letter to her when he was in Alaska. My sister was like 11, and he wrote the words of this song. He said, "Kenzie, I wrote this for your mother." And my sister was like, "Wow, that's like really good writing." Like, "Oh my God, Dad." And then later she found out it was Neil Young. And then my dad was like, "Oh yeah, I was just kidding. Haha." Then,
oh my God.
Then later I was like 15 and I was riding in the car with my dad and we were listening to this song in the car because it's one of his favorite songs. And he was like, "This song has always reminded me of your mom." And I was like, "Whoa, crazy." And then last year, I was talking to my mom on the phone, and she's like, "You know, I just feel like I'm falling off the face of the earth, this song." And I was like, So it all connected. So that's what it kind of is.
Interesting.
About. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love, like, how very specific, like, not, like, small bits of things connect to make art.
I know, right?
And how it can be so evocative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but
but it was especially crazy because, like, my sister never told me that happened. And, like, when my dad wrote that letter. Until I was calling her one day last year, and I was like, "Mom said, you know, I'm falling off the face of the earth." She's like, "That's crazy, because one time." And then I was like, yeah, they all connected, so.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to listen to that song more and think about your entire family and their dynamics. Well,
once you watch the video, I think it'll make more sense.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to tell your story?
Yeah. It's more of a ramble.
Love it.
So, yeah, when I was thinking about final projects, I was like, what do I want to choose? Do I want to talk about school? And I was like, no, I want to talk about dance, which is now school. But I think there's this really super cool thing about being a dancer, where you get to be a huge part of other people's final projects.
Mm.
And that's one of my favorite things about Hampshire, is that I get to be involved in other people's Div 3s.
Okay.
Like, I'm a very integral part of their Div 3s, and I know about these Div 3 projects that people are doing in a way that I don't think most people on this campus know about.
Yeah.
Like, if you ask most students, I don't think they're going to be involved in another person's Div 3.
Yeah.
But it's a really huge part of dance, and mm-hmm. I think other art forms as well, maybe theater specifically as well. And that's something I really love about Hampshire, and it's really exciting. But it made me think about also these final projects I was in when I was in high school of this dance performance workshop. That's what it was called, this like youth dance company thing that I was a part of from age 10 to 18 or 17, really.
Okay.
So
is this the one you've told me about before?
Probably.
Okay.
So I'm going to refer to it as DPW.
DPW, got it.
DP.
Yeah.
Did you say that or I can't?
I did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I was in the third level, the final level, throughout high school. And I was, in this time, I was in, wait, now I'm reevaluating.
Wait, there, sorry, just
no,
to
go
clarify
for it. Yeah, go
question.
For it.
There, so you have levels like that you move up in?
Yeah, okay. So, I started when I was 10, I was in level 1, and then when I was 12, I moved to level 2, and when I was 14, I moved to level 3.
So it just depends on age, it doesn't depend on, like...
It's not just age, it's, like, age, how long you've been in it, some, like, maturity or skill level, but it's, like, subjective. Anyway, so I was in the third level, and during this time, in my final 2 years, I was in three people's final works in this DPW program. And I'm going to talk about those because they were really cool. And I also made one. I had a final work as well, but that's for another day.
Okay.
I just want to talk about how cool it is to be in other people's work.
Yeah.
So I'll start with Leah. So in my junior year of high school, I was in my friend Leah's work, and this was a really cool piece where she was talking about basically climate change and the crisis of oil. We're like using oil at this incredibly high rate, like a higher rate than we have throughout history. Okay. And at some point soon, there's going to be a huge drop in oil consumption because there won't be any more oil.
Okay.
And her piece was all about that, but it was done in this very interesting way where it was about that crisis, but also about what it would be like once we all are in this crisis and, like, not able to use our phones anymore, not able to have streetlights, not able to have all these things that we've grown up with.
Yeah.
And what it would feel like if we were alone during that time. Versus with a friend or a loved one.
Yeah.
And it was to a Talking Heads song. Okay. Part of
Which
it.
One? Do you know?
Once in a Lifetime. It's my song. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
And it was with my friend Justine, and it was very theatrical and really wonderful. Very moving piece.
Yeah.
And like really incredible. Made my dance teacher cry and, like, talk about, like, oh, my birthday was last week and I turned 40 and, yeah. So then another piece that I was in was Justine's final piece. And this piece was, about Kohlberg's 6 moral developmental stages. So a very different topic. And we wrote all about, we read about each stage and then we kind of, took it into our own lives and our own bodies. And okay. There were 3 sections, each about 2 stages. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Cool.
I'm sort of a little confused in general, overall.
Okay.
About the 6 stages.
Like what are they?
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. I looked them up. Let's see. Okay. Stage 1.
It's because she's not. Oh, what?
Hello? Oh. Hello?
No. Just have to be close enough.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Sorry to yell at everybody. Okay.
It's okay. I just was like.
Okay, well, I'll just read what's on here. I don't remember if this is the exact wording that was there before. The first one is obedience and punishment, the second one is individualism and reciprocity. The third one is interpersonal conformity. Gonna click on the link to get the others.
Wait, so you were doing 2 of these?
I was doing all 6, but there were 3 songs. The okay. first one dealt with the first 2 stages.
Oh, gotcha.
And then onwards.
Okay.
Then the 4th one is the social system and law and order stage. The 5th one is the social contract stage. And then the 6th one is the universal ethical principles one.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it was this very, like, Justine had studied it in school and was really interested in it, and okay. we, just got into it and these, like, personas within the characters. The first one was kind of, like, a pouty stage, and the second one was this, like, teenage angst one, which was also kind of pouty, and then the third one was very, like, ooh, we're good, we got this. and that was really a great dance also. And then the third one I was in was my great dance friend Zoe's piece. And we've been dancing together since we were 8. And she created a solo for me where she created 5 distinct dances, each based around a movie trailer.
Whoa.
So cool. And, like, kind of, she's really interested in movie trailers, and each one was about a different sort of, like, the formula of movie trailers.
Wow.
So it was.
Do you remember the movie trailers?
I don't remember the specific movies. Okay. It wasn't specific movies. The first one was, like, indie artsy sad movie.
Okay.
Second one was thriller. Third one was, romantic comedy.
Okay.
Fourth one was like, also artsy, sad, but a different type. Yeah. Like, a really intense one.
Okay.
And then the fifth one was, like, ode to America and kind of military, like, government. I don't know. Like, movies about a president.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Like, that sort of thing.
So, were the trailers playing in the background?
No.
Okay.
There were... It wasn't based off of a specific trailer, just how... There's, like, just distinct...
Just, like, the genre.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And each one was separated by a video she made of, like, rated G for general audiences and, like, popcorn popping. And, like,
okay.
It's videos of me dancing. It was really cool, and also a lot of acting, which was really fun. So, yeah, and it just amazed... One of the amazing things about dance is that you just get to, like, embody other people's work and ideas in your body, and they trust you to do that, and you're this, like, integral part of their work.
Yeah.
And you... It's just an incredible thing and a scary thing to ask someone to do, but
yeah,
it's so special, and I hold these things really dear.
Wow. That's so great.
Yeah, and I love that I get to keep doing it at Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Doing what you love. Mm-hmm. It's the best. I loved hearing about those.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have some questions.
I wrote them down this time,
good everyone.
Job.
I brought a notepad. Not really, but a paper. Okay, so the first question that came to mind was, like, whenever I've been a part of another person's final project, I have felt a lot more pressure because I feel like I need to do, like, a lot better because it's someone else's, you know? And so I'm wondering if, since you are obviously have been in a lot, it seems like, other people's projects, if you feel that same pressure, and whether yes or no, if it's because of... like, the dance environment, or why you feel that way?
I think I'm aware of it, but it doesn't feel like extra pressure, or it just doesn't manifest in my brain as extra pressure, because I go into any piece I'm in with a commitment to, like, do my best and really be present. So
yeah.
I'm not like, oh, I have to be more present, because I'm already trying to be present in everything I do, but it makes me more sentimental. And it just makes me think about the arc of their work and how much they've had to do to get to the point they've gotten to.
Yeah. Do you think it has, like, a bigger effect on you because it's someone else's piece?
Wait, say that. Can you rephrase that?
Like, I feel like once, if, like, I were to do my own project, it, like, because it was my own idea and because I've been thinking about it for a while, it's just something that's sort of there. Where other people's ideas a lot of time can influence you, and I presume that's how it happens in dance too. Do you feel like you are really influenced by, like, other people's ideas when you're in that dance?
Yes, so much. Like, they have huge influences on me. Like, right now I'm in this Div 3 piece where it's a film and dance piece in the pool, as I was mentioning before,
right.
And it's really making me rethink what dance can be, and
okay. It's
wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great.
I don't know if that's specifically a final project thing,
but still, you can feel it in final projects. Okay, so in the first one you talked about, about how it was about, like, climate change, right?
Yeah.
So I've gone to, like, I've only seen a few dance performances in my life, and it's pretty much been in college with you and whatnot. And it seems like conveying topics through dance, such as climate change, is, like, would be really hard because, like, I don't know how you would do that. And so I'm wondering how such, like, powerful topics, how do you get that through, like, the point through dance?
Yeah, I think you can do it in a lot of different ways, and some ways are more effective or will come out in less abstract ways. So in this specific case, it was pretty abstract in the beginning of the piece, but then about three quarters of the way through, Leah, the choreographer, literally came on stage and told the audience about this specific problem.
Okay.
While we were dancing behind her in a very, like, happy, energetic way.
Whoa.
So It can manifest in a lot of different ways. Yeah. Like, it could have been a dance that was very, like, abstract. Oh, God. Just...
Eleanor broke the microphone.
Okay, I don't need to focus on this right now. It can happen in very abstract ways, but an audience might not know it's about climate change. It might affect them,
mm-hmm.
but there are ways to clue audiences in about things. It's just a choice right. of how you want to do it.
For sure. I think that's also one thing that's really cool about dance. Like, you can literally do it in any way you want, like, as far as what you add and, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So these two questions kind of go hand in hand. But first off, I'm wondering about the number of people in the piece and how that affects the way the piece turns out. And then the second question that kind of goes along with that is, you talked about how you're really close with one of your friends in the final piece, Zoe, mm-hmm. I think. So how does being close to someone affect how the dance piece is? Like in contrast to going into a piece not knowing that person per se.
I think yeah, that's really interesting, because in DPW, like in high school, I knew all of these people pretty well. Really well. And there was sort of a level of excitement and trust and willingness and knowledge that it would be great. Kind of, or like,
okay.
I don't know. There's just more comfort and knowledge of what the process. So I think that's really different than going into a Div 3 work where I don't know the person at all and I've never worked with them before.
Yeah.
And like, it can be very exciting. It's just there's more, you need to build ensemble in a Div 3 piece in a way that you don't have to. I didn't have to in DPW. Okay. So that's one part of your question. I think the number of people just changes the number of bodies you need to work with in the space, and who, how many mm-hmm. ideas are happening, and what dynamics, and what you can do on stage and what you can't do on stage. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
And then specifically with Zoe, it was just such a wonderful process to just work one-on-one with each other.
Yeah.
And her to create a piece on me. Because we have been dancing together for so long and
right.
know each other so well and know each other's bodies and choreographic processes so well
mm-hmm.
that it was just the best. Yeah. And it can be so fun to work with someone you love.
Yeah, I bet. And that you know so well.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Are you ready to listen to this Talking Head song?
I am. I'm very excited.
Okay, cool.
Shut, and you may find yourself in another part of the world. ask yourself, where does that highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Love that song, Eleanor.
It's so great.
Wait, do you have video? Be careful. Oh, shit. Do you have? I'm trying to fix the microphone, and Eleanor is just trying to ruin it. It's fine. Do you have video of the piece at all?
Yeah,
footage?
All of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I can show you pretty easily. My dad made me a flash drive for when I went to college of all the pieces I've ever been in.
That's so nice.
Isn't that sweet?
I love that.
It's so easy.
Wow, it's so easy.
Not him making it. It's so easy to look like you watch stuff now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it was a really good present.
That's really nice. Cool. Okay, so we'll play the rest of our playlist. Yeah. I haven't listened to it all yet.
I haven't fully, but kind of. Okay. All of the songs that I'm playing are songs from final projects I've been in of other people's, including Div3s and non-Div3s.
Oh, that's so cool.
Also, fun fact, one of the songs Luke is playing, because, what songs
I'm playing are just songs I've listened to or heard of, I listen to during finals, usually.
Sorry, interrupted you.
No, go for it.
One of the songs you put was one of the songs I already had, because I danced to
no
it.
No way, wait, which one?
Justine's Six Stages of
really?
Kohlberg moral development.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, here's the playlist, everyone.
Oh, wait, did you mean which song? Did you mean which song or which dance?
Which dance?
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. I'll just say it. I'll take you there, the Staple Sisters.
No, which dance, yeah. So we hope you enjoy the playlist, and we'll tell you the list of the songs afterwards.
Try me. So they calling you a bitch, calling you a slut, cause you dressed up, cause you dressed down, cause you said no, cause you slept around, cause you played games, cause you lost your head, cause you went slow, cause you jumped ahead, cause your hair's long, cause you shaved it off, cause you did wrong, can't erase it, tough. Cause beauty is fleeting, all an opinion, cause you felt pretty when you attracted your minions. Cause people are seeing what they wanna see, we mirror our reflections to see who's to be, but it's all a reflection. I know what kind you are, if I say no, I'm a bitch, say yes, I'm a slut. I know what kind you are, if I say no, I'm a bitch, say yes, I'm a slut, say yes, I'm a slut. I'm at the bar next to an open chair. Cause I was out to be polite, cause I look you in the eye, cause I grin that green light, go ahead, give it a try. I know there are people who like the attention, I know admiration is a kind of affection. But I'm more into the heart of a person, the day I fall of fleeting is the day I'll be hurt. Guess I'm into pretension. I know what kind you are, if I say no, I'm a bitch.
Blanket over me. And I was too scared to open my eyes. I couldn't move. It was like I knew that this was my chance, like I could decide my own fate. That was a prayer.
Your call. push too much. Too much movies, movies. Aim for the heart, and nothing can shoot you down.
We were never About the fans, we were underground, loaded merch in that 12 passenger van, in a small club in Minnesota, and the snow outside of First Ave. I just wanted my name in the star. Now look at where we at, still growing up, still growing up. I would lay in my bed and dream about what I'd become. Couldn't wait to get older, couldn't wait to be some. Now that I'm here, wishing I was still young. Those middle
told me, babe, that someday these would be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. Cause someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Wish I didn't think I had the answers. Wish I didn't drink all of that glass first. Wish I made it to homecoming. Got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would've gotten out of my show. Wish I put the bottle back on that shelf. Wish I wouldn't have worried about what other people thought. I felt comfortable with myself. Rooftop open and the stars above. Moment frozen, sneaking out and falling in love. Me, you, and that futon. We just begun. On the grass dreaming, figuring out who I was. Those good old days.
I wish somebody would've told me, babe, that someday these would be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, and all these reckless nights you won't regret. 'Cause someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of the good old days.
Never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past while missing out on now. We've come so far, I guess I'm proud. And I ain't worried about the wrinkles around my smile. I got some scars, I've been around. I felt some pain, I seen some things, but I'm here now. Those good old days.
You don't know what you got till it goes, till it's gone. You don't know what you got till it goes, till it's gone.
Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody.
everyone. We hope you enjoyed the playlist.
Thanks for tuning in and listening.
Yeah. So the first song that was played was Falling Off the Face of the Earth by Neil Young.
The second was Once in a Lifetime by Talking Heads. The next was Try Me by James Brown.
Then Vibe by Melv.
Then Bitch Slut by Anna Wise.
Then
Then I Suppose That Was a Prayer by from the soundtrack of God Help the Girl.
Then Don't Lose Your Cool by Lewis Matters.
Then Baby Boy by Childish Gambino.
Then Good Old Days featuring Kesha by Macklemore.
And then, oh wait, that's you.
And then, this was both of ours, technically. And then I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers.
Thanks so much for listening.
Eleanor, do you want to tell our theme?
No, I think you should.
Really? Okay. Yeah. It is vacations, because we're going on vacation. So, yeah. Thanks, everyone who listened. See you next week.